Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, once again, a major disappointment for you people who really love Chuck and Julie. Well, most of you probably love Julie, tolerate Chuck. But it's me again, Mark Griffith, taking their place. They're on a vacation. I hope they're having a blast. They're in a secret, undisclosed location. Just a word. I guess I'm making myself a little bit of an excuse, but my lower back, which I never had any problems with my entire life, went out this morning, and I couldn't even lay down. So I am hopped up on so many painkillers that right after the show, I'm going to go out and run my chainsaw and any other heavy equipment I can find. Just to prove that it can be done on painkillers. But I've got a lot of ibuprofen in me. And anyway, we're going to have a great show. The phone number, if you want to call, is 888-710-8061. 888-710-8061. Now, the second half of the show, I'm going to lighten things up. And we're going to do a game I used to play on my radio show back in the day where we do headlines. I read a headline, and the listener, whoever's calling in, has to guess whether it's reality, a real headline from a news site, or satire. There are no prizes because Chuck and Julie didn't give me anything to do prizes with. So, but it's a fun game. But I do need callers. And I didn't get any callers Wednesday. I cried myself to sleep because and we have taken precautions to not get knocked off the air like we did Wednesday. We tortured some people. Some other people got the death penalty, but that's all behind us. And now we're just going to have sweetness and light going forward. My producer, TJ, has promised me that he won't do whatever it is he did last time. So actually, the good folks who host this podcast down in Houston, I've gotten to know them, and they seem like really nice folks. They're from California originally, but they learned and moved to Texas. The phone number, 888-710-8061. I'm Mark Griffith. On the side, I run a spade truck. I grow trees. So if you know anybody that needs trees, it's treesandparker.com. I've kind of got the site halfway operational, but treesandparker.com. So it's better than ball and burlap trees. So just one comment on sports. This is not a sports show, but I could do a sports show. I'm versatile, flexible. Is that I think we need to watch the Houston Cougars. I watched them play last weekend, and I thought to myself, there's nobody in this tournament that can guard those guys. They remind me a little bit of the Arkansas Razorbacks 1979 team. That was the year that Larry Bird and the Indiana State, whoever it was, played Michigan State Magic Johnson in the first really big NCAA championship. That game kind of put the NCAA March Madness on the map. Well, one of the other semifinalists that year was Arkansas Razorbacks, and they had the triplets. They had Marvin Delf, and they had Sidney Moncrief, who could jump out of the gym and had a long NBA career. I believe he's a Hall of Famer. And they had Marvin Delf, Sidney Moncrief, and one other person. If somebody wants to Google it and write it in the comments, that'll help me out because I think my painkillers are affecting my recall. I do not, unlike Arnold Schwarzenegger, have total recall at this point. So 888-710-8061. If you want to play the game, I really encourage you to call in. It's a fun game. I call it the headlines game. All right. Before we do that, let's get on. Let's talk about a few things. The most important thing, we talked on Wednesday about the jail man amnesia effect. And that's the basically the fact that we've got to assume that all these reporters, even at Fox, they don't know what they're talking about. Now, obviously, Tucker Carlson, he's kind of been over the target for a lot of things. I think he's been 85% right. But Hannity and Laura and, you know, their hands are tied because, listen, 65% of their revenue comes from, you guessed it, drug companies. So they can't tell the truth or they lose their sponsors. So, and money makes the world go round. So 888-627, why do I get different numbers? I've got two different numbers up here. 888-627-6008. So forget about the first number. TJ's already making mistakes. I mean, gosh, I don't have good feelings about the future of this show. Oh, now he's blaming his dad. That's typical for a teenager these days. 888-627-6008. So it's important to know where to get your news. If you're just getting your news off the television, I can't help you. And if you're getting your news off Facebook and Twitter, Lord help us all, because that news is laundered and filtered and just, you know, you can't know whether it's fake. So I'm going to give you some websites. I'm going to take you to some of my websites, but I think before that, I'm just going to tell you some of them. A few of my favorite websites are instapundit.com. Instapundit.com, so it's pundit with Insta in front of it, instapundit.com, run by a law professor at University of Tennessee, Glenn Harlan Reynolds. He's got a weekly column in the New York Post, smart guy. It's part of PJ Media, Pajamas Media. They earned their bones, kind of got themselves on the map early in the world of blogging, back when Dan Rather tried to pass off the fake documents about George W. Bush's alleged AWOL from the Texas National Guard. Wasn't true. And these bloggers were able to do some research and prove that it was done in Word, Microsoft Word, and it was a document from the 60s when Microsoft Word wasn't a thing yet. And you know, I tell my family members, I'm going to be guest hosting a podcast at 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And my five kids who never call me, guess when they call me? During the podcast. But that's just karma. Anyway, so pjmedia.com is another good website. Lots of good writers. When I had my radio show on, I'd have PJ Media Weeks a couple of times a year. And I just have a different writer on every day. They've got great content. They've got some funny content. They'll pull up stuff that you're not getting in your normal day-to-day routine. A lot of short articles. Nothing's going to keep you around for more than 5 minutes. Another great website is American Greatness. American Greatness is amgreatness.com. If you go there, Julie Kelly has documented everything there is to know about the January 6th insurrection. It wasn't a riot, folks. That thing was a false flag operation from the get-go. I talked about it when I did Chuck and Julie's show back around the first of the year, but I'm not going to go into it here. But I would hardly, if you're curious about what really happened on January 6th and what really happened in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case, which was a total setup job by the FBI. They're having a hard time right now proving this thing in court. And before I go any further, I made a good case on Wednesday for not believing anything you've been told. You cannot believe anything that the FBI, the CIA, any law enforcement organization. So anyway, instapundit.com, pjmedia.com, amgreatness.com. Now, I'm going to take you to a website on here, and I'm going to show you where I go I get a lot of my news. I get a lot of my news here at a place called Substack. So if you just go to substack.com and put in the search bar and you search for a few different writers. So one of them is a guy named, this guy right here, his name is Jordan, Jordan Schladel. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's called The Dossier. It's a great website. I can't highly recommend it enough. I want to close that. Okay, and then another one that I like is Unreported Truths. This is Alex Berenson. Alex Berenson was the medical and science writer at the New York Times. At the beginning of the COVID nonsense, he realized that the narrative was going in a direction that wasn't truthful. So he just, I don't know if he got fired or he quit, but he wouldn't write their propaganda. And so he started writing about all things COVID and vaccines. And I mean, he's done yeoman's work. Alex Berenson at Unreported Truths. He's appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight many times. Although he's still a liberal, he's still a lefty on everything else, but you can rely on his research. It's been very effective. So Alex Berenson, another one that I really like is, what did I just do there? Okay. I messed something up. So another one I like is this one right here. It's called Bad Catitude. Now, this guy is funny, and he's obviously a really smart guy. He writes under the name Bad Catitude. He doesn't include any capital, so if grammar and capitalization matters to you, move on. But he's got great, great research on comparing. And we're going to read some of their research later in the show. But anyway, if you go to Substack, you can get some great writers. And a couple more there are C.J. Hopkins. And so it's Bad Catitude, Alex Berenson, C.J. Hopkins, and Jordan Slatel at the Dossier, D-O-S-S-I-E-R. It's French for dossier. All right, so enough of that. We're going to quit screen sharing. And we're going to go back here and do our show regular. So the number, if you want to call in, is 888-627-6008. I would love to have a caller, say at the bottom of the hour, that would play my headline games with me. All right, the next thing I'm going to talk about, you guys have probably heard about the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum was started in the early 90s by this German guy, Klaus Schwab. And it's not spelled like Charles Schwab, it's different. He's an old guy, but he started this World Economic Forum. It's kind of aligned with Davos. But it's basically they would go and get all the up-and-coming young political and economic and industry leaders who were going to have, they forecast big careers when they were just out of college or grad school, and they bring them in and have a seminar with them and basically teach them about the great global reset. And this is not a good thing. It is a real thing. It's not a conspiracy. The folks who are running the world, the people who are running places like the UN, or the EU, or different Western European countries, or the US or Canada, all over the place, they all have the same mindset. They've all been training together how they can dismantle democratic institutions and free markets and reline it up so that they're running things the way they think's best. They believe that they can, you know, have us all eating plant-based diets and driving electric cars and taking the bus is what they really want. They want us to live along corridors so they can control our lives. I don't want that. I like my car. In fact, I want to move out of Colorado to a place that has very few people and lots of wildlife. I'm going to miss my wife. She doesn't want to go, so maybe I'll talk her into it. All right. So some of the people that have gone to this World Economic Forum seminars, they have them every year. Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Pete Buttigieg, our little know-nothing secretary of transportation. I mean, the guy he's so clueless. And the fun thing with people like him and Kamala Harris is they don't know anything. It's hilarious. I mean, they really think they're smart. The guy has never held a job in the private sector. And don't tell me about his Army service. He got in through an exception. He didn't go to the academy or go to college under ROTC. None of that. No, he got his degree wherever, and then he applied to get an officer assignment and then spent 10 minutes over in Iraq. I don't know what he did, but he's an idiot. Chelsea Clinton is another one. Nikki Haley. Folks, wolf in sheep's clothing. Nikki Haley. We do not want her running for president. She's going to run, and she's going to pretend. They all pretend. And I've even heard, now, listen, I don't want to sully his name. Ron DeSantis, best governor in the United States, no question. He's Donald Trump, but he's better than Trump because he's more articulate. He can handle the reporters way better. Trump would just insult them. He actually ties them up in knots and spits them out. He's great to watch. If I was doing my own podcast, which I should do, and I've got a lot of demand, I've got thousands of people demanding that I start my own podcast. if I could just get one of them to call. So Meg, remember, I see that there's a Meg on the phone here. You can unmute and chime in if you have something to say or a question. I'll take questions. I can answer just about anything. So anyway, let's get back to our list. Oh, it's Jonathan Soros is another one. Jonathan Soros is George Soros' son. Samantha Power. She was the Secretary of UN under Obama. She's the one that unmasked General Flynn and a whole bunch of other people illegally. She should be in prison. Paul Krugman, Lawrence Summers, former president of Harvard and Treasury Secretary under Obama. The founder of Black Lives Matter, Elisa Garza. Ivanka Trump. And let me tell you something, folks. One of the reasons that Trump's presidency never accomplished what it should have. Now, obviously, he was fighting everyone in the world. He was fighting the Dems in Congress. He was the first year and a half, he was fighting the Republicans in Congress because they believed all the Russian bull nonsense. Okay. But his biggest problem was his daughter and son-in-law, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. They are liberals. They are not like you and me. And they were his closest advisors. So I'm just saying. All right. The last name on this list is a gal that's been appearing on Fox News on Tucker Carlson's show a lot. And she seems so reasonable as a Democrat. And that's the former congressman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, World Economic Forum attendee. Okay. So just keep that in mind. You've got to know who you're dealing with. All right. Enough on that. All right. The next thing I'm going to talk about is these studies, research. You know, I got to close my window because there's a dog out there. So we're often told that by some reporter who doesn't know anything, think the gel man amnesia effect, just went behind the ears, just got out of broadcasting school at Columbia or University of Missouri, wherever, and he cites a study that says thus and so. It'll say, oh, let me give you an example. There's a study that says that children 5 to 11 who are vaccinated are 50% less likely to get COVID and go in the hospital. 50% less. Well, then we got to give them the vaccine. Nope. Because the incidence of kids who get COVID is so low. So also the incidence of kids who get the vaccine and get COVID is half of what it is who kids who don't get the vaccine. But the actual real number, the absolute number, is so small that the vaccine adverse effects are way bigger. Let me give you an example. So I gotta find my deal here. Let's see here. Okay. So the CDC says, so the first part of this is from Bad Catitude. He's the guy on Substack I told you you got to read. If you could only read one, I'd read Bad Catitude. I've learned so much from him, and his research is epic. And he's the kind of guy that posts stuff very rarely, and then he will say, I had my research wrong. I had my numbers wrong, my calculator wrong. I'm taking this down, and I'm going to fix it. He never just says, I'll let it go. I like that. Being able to say you're wrong is one of the most important things in life. And so he starts this piece off by saying medical interventions everywhere and always are a risk-benefit analysis calculation. One of the things that makes a conservative different from a liberal is conservatives ask, what's the price? What's the cost? For instance, liberals will say, we need to clean up the environment. So we're going to make the exhaust pipes on cars this much better by 2025 because they're already so clean. It's unbelievable. The problem is that actually causes more pollution. Here's an example. All the advances we've made with catalytic converters and other filters on cars, changing the chemical makeup of gasoline, that all... The great strides were made in the 80s and early 90s. What we're picking up now is just infinitesimal move forward to clean up the car, but they're super expensive. So what it does is it makes the price of a new car, let's say $1,500 more on average. Well, New cars are $1,500 much more. So a person who's driving a 1985 Honda or a 1990 Toyota Corolla, and they're out there, just drive down the road. There's all kind of 80s and 90s cars still out there. Those cars pollute way more than a Ford F-350 or a Chevy Suburban does now, a V8. There's no comparison. Even though they're little small engines, that's because they don't have any technology on them. And what happens is, and everything in economics happens at the margin, that means aggregately in the economy, poor people are going to keep their cars a little longer because we made new cars $1,500 more expensive per vehicle. So now new used cars, you know, 1 or 2 year old cars are going to be relatively more expensive. And that cascades down so that the person who was thinking, you know what, I'm going to trade in my car that's not worth $500. I'm just going to junk it and sell it for scrap. And I'm going to go buy me, instead of a 1990 Honda Accord, I'm going to go buy a 2000 Honda Accord for, you know, $5,000 or whatever the price is. But I can afford to make payments on it for 2 years. Well, if that Honda Accord goes from $5,000 to maybe $5,600, it may not affect one person's ability to buy the car. But aggregately, at the margin in the economy, it will make all those used cars less likely to be replaced. So it means more used vehicles that are polluters stay on the road longer. That's what Jared Polis and his numbskull people in Colorado's health department have done by adhering to California CAFE standards. It's idiotic. Now, it took me 5 minutes to explain that. And I bet, since I'm hopped up on pain meds, half of you didn't understand what I was saying anyway. But if you did, just think about that compared to a liberal saying, we're just going to make the air cleaner. We're going to make those big, giant auto manufacturers make cleaner cars. Hard to beat a liberal because their arguments are not arguments. They're emotional. Phone number, 888-627-6008. I would love to have someone play the headline game with me anytime you want to call in. If you want to call in now, we'll play the headline game until I run out of headlines and I'll go back to news. All right. So I was telling you about how the CDC has been lying to us about the efficaciousness of the vaccines. They're not. So I've got all kind of data here. That's why I gave you these websites. In an hour's time, there's no way I can give you that. I can just tell you that in Israel and South Korea and a bunch of other very highly vaxxed countries where like 85% of the total adult population has been double vaxxed and boosted, they're having huge spikes in COVID, huge spikes in hospitalizations and deaths. And don't let anybody tell you, well, my daughter does. I have a daughter in Chicago and she got vaxxed. You can't spit on the sidewalk in Chicago without having a vaccine passport. So I guess but I told her not to do it. She wants to have kids. So are you on the line with me, Brenda? Do we have Brenda? Okay. Well, anyway, you have to unmute your audio, Brenda, if you want to talk. You're down at the lower left. You got to unmute. So anyway, she got COVID really bad after getting her second shot. And I'm like, why would you get a booster? She can't wait to get her booster. She goes, well, it would have been so much worse if I hadn't got the shot. I'm like, that's not provable. And that's stupid. I didn't tell her stupid, but she's my daughter. But anyway, so the vaccines are currently having a negative impact on whether or not you get COVID. The more shots you have, the greater chance you are to go to the hospital because of COVID. And now it's starting to hit people in their 30s and 40s. So if you have relatives that are on the doorstep of getting a booster, just tell them stop and don't do it. Go buy ivermectin in India. I've got ivermectin. We're protected. And I'm going to share with my friends and family. Now back to the CDC and the vaccines for 5 to 11 year olds. This is child abuse because here I'm going to give you the numbers as quick as I can and I'll move on. So the vaccine in 5 to 11 year olds, double vaccine kids, they are saying that it halves or cuts by 50% hospitalizations for kids who have had the vaccine over kids who haven't. That's true as far as it goes. The problem is the number of kids who go to the hospital for COVID is infinitesimally small. I mean, really small. So it's 0.0012%. Now, so percent is two more zeros. So it's 0.00012 of the population. Now, there's approximately 25 million kids in the country, age 5 to 11, okay? I was telling you the difference between a conservative and a liberal. Conservative asks, what's the cost? What's the trade-off? Because everything in life is a trade-off, right? Go to buy an apple, you got to give your dollar for the apple. But when we get to other parts of life, people tend to not ask what the cost is. Like, there was a cost for the lockdown. Millions of businesses went out of business forever. People committed suicide at four times the rate before lockdowns. The COVID had massive, I don't remember the number, but teenage alcohol and drug use went through the sky. I mean, it went not through the roof, it went through the atmosphere. Those are all costs of lockdowns. And no one asked that. No one said, what's the cost? So I'm just going to give you the number. So the number of kids that would be helped by getting the vaccine twice, it would prevent about 15,000 hospitalizations a year in a population of 25 million people. Now, if they 15,000, maybe it's worth it. No, it's not worth it. Just let me show you this. Adverse effects from the vaccines themselves, if we vaccinated all 25 million, would cause 150,000 hospitalizations, 10 times the number of people who would be hospitalized from getting COVID. That's the trade-off. And this trade-off goes all the way to about 75, really, if you're in good health. If you're obese like me, or you've got other factors, diabetes, there's some other more comorbidities, then knock yourself out. Go get the vaccine. I wouldn't do it under any circumstances from what I've learned. But there are categories of people that ought to consider getting the vaccine. But if you're 75 and under and you're in good health, just say no, as Nancy Reagan used to say. All right. Now, I'm going to talk about vaccines in general real quick. By the way, the phone number, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. I'm hoping that either Megan or Miss Bulwark will unmute their phones and play the headline game with me, because I'd like to go in a lighter direction. But before we do, I want to finish talking about how they do these vaccines and why they're rigged, or the studies in general. So one of the things I've learned in reading in depth on all this stuff, and I started doing this in February. I had a guest on my radio show in late January of 2020. His name is Dr. Arthur Waldron. He's the chairman of the history department at UPenn, Pennsylvania University. Nice, engaging fellow, married to a Chinese lady. And he's been to China 50 times. He's been to Wuhan 10 times. And he stood at the gates of the Wuhan lab. He said on my show in January of 2020, I think it's the first time anywhere in the country anybody said it. He said, Mark, we're going to find out that this did not come from a wet market. It came from that lab. And I was on the air. I said, whoa, professor, you know, that's unsubstantiated. I'd never heard of a lab. And he's like, just bank on it. I know China. I know how they work. And they've had other leaks from that lab. And he turned out to be right. Tom Cotton started talking about it in March and April of 2020. And people called him a nutcase. And now, at about January of 2021, they just flipped the script. As soon as Biden was president, they said, oh, of course it came from a lab. That's, everybody knows that. They changed teams. And they're doing it now in the lockdowns. The lockdowns, the masks, social distancing, it was all made up. It didn't work. There was no scientific evidence behind it. We have never tried to stop an airborne virus like the one we had with the Wuhan flu with the methods we were using. That's just not how you do it. Instead, they did all these crazy things, probably killed a lot of people unnecessarily, certainly ruined a lot of lives unnecessarily. And now they're all saying, yeah, we were never for those. Don't believe it. They're gaslighting you. Anyway, about studies and research, much of the time, more than half the time, a lot of the time, the research conclusion in the abstract contradicts completely the actual results of the research. Because guess who calls the tune on research? Whoever's paying for it, pal. So if, let me give you an example. In 1957, the federal government, did a research grants to two or three prestigious universities. I don't remember, Stanford, MIT, whoever. And they said, we want to find out what's the best diet for people to stay alive and healthy. Weight loss, heart disease, blah, whatever. After months of research and lots of this and that, lots of money spent, they came back and said, basically, meat, fat, and water. You know what they did with that study? They put it right there in the old circular file. And they said, mm-mm. And they came out with that stupid food pyramid that we all been living on for the last 50, 60 years. And then they changed that about 10, 15 years ago to the groups thing. Because for some reason, when they get results they don't like, they just poop can them, is a nice way of saying it. Another example, you know, people are always saying, well, they came up with that results because they're being paid for by big oil. Well, guess what? Big oil don't pay for too much research. But you know who pays for a lot of research? The federal government, folks. They pay for the vast majority of research. And if you're a researcher and they say, we're going to give you $1 million to research climate change, do you think you're going to get any money the second time if you come back and go, yeah, climate change is not really caused by humans. It's been happening for millions of years. It's more affected by things like volcanic eruptions and sun, solar activity. So there's really nothing we can do about it. Okay, you're not going to get research next time because they can't plant it in the headline of the New York Times. Climate change emergency. We're all going to die. So the people that get the money are the people that dance according to however the tune is called. I'm from the South, and there's an old expression, whoever calls the tune, or you dance to whoever calls the tune. So if you tell the fiddler you want to hear Cotton Eye Joe, then he plays Cotton Eye Joe, and you got to dance whatever jig goes with that. So researchers might do a whole big research that's thick as a book. And when you get into the actual research, you'll see that, wow, the vaccines aren't effective. Or, wow, the people who are most at risk are not teenagers in school. Or, wow, social distancing doesn't work. Or masks don't work. Or we did a research and we compared Sweden to countries that locked down like tighter than a drum. And guess what? The results show the people that lock down tighter than a drum are the ones that have the biggest problem with COVID deaths. But then, because they can't really hide the actual data, but when they write their conclusion, they'll say the opposite. They'll just lie, or they'll massage the data. And then they put out a press release to the press, and the press runs with the, oh, lockdowns work great, even though you have to read to page 173 of a densely worded, you know, it's written in turgid prose. I love to say that word, turgid. It means stiff. It means not flowing very well. There's other uses for the word, but I'm not going to get into that. But so bottom line is, it's almost depressing because unless you have all the time in the world like I do to the research and read, it's almost impossible to know who's gaslighting you. So when you can find a source that's solid, you got to stick with them until they prove themselves wrong. All right. So just to go back and emphasize, the CDC is recommending that children 5 to 11 get double jabbed with the Moderna or the Pfizer shot, even though it's going to prevent 15,000 hospitalizations a year in kids 5 to 11 in a population 25 million. That's a very small amount in a big number. What they're not telling you is that the vaccine adverse effects, the adverse events in children, that 25 million would be 150,000 hospitalizations. So the vaccine is worse than the virus for kids. And that math holds true all the way up till 65, 70, whatever. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Do I have anybody that wants to play the headline game? I'd love to play the headline game. I used to do this on my show on Fridays. It's a lot of fun. Unmute your phone or call into the number. The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. and we will put you on, and I'm going to read headlines, and you tell me from the Babylon Bee or some other website, satire website, or is it real news? Because right now, I think one of the hardest jobs in the world would be right for the Babylon Bee, because staying ahead of the crazy world we live in is, with satires, pretty hard. Anybody want to take the bait? Is Brenda there? Brenda, you're on there, but you can't seem to figure out, because I know Brenda used to call my show all the time. Can you go down on your screen and click on the, let's see, can I unmute them? I can't, unmute. Oh, there you are. Brenda, are you there? Are you there? Is anyone there? Hello? Hello, Brenda? All right, go. I'm disappointed. My friend is extremely technologically inept. She doesn't even have a cell phone, or she has one, just doesn't use it. Brenda, you're unmuted, but you're not talking. I don't understand. All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you if you think this is a real headline or not. Daily coffee may boost heart health, lower mortality. That's real. For all you caffeine Java addicts, I drink Costa Comet and green tea, Bigelow. Pretty strong. Brenda, are you there? I can hear your breathing. All right. Okay, I'm going to mute her because she's watching her grandkids, and I don't want to hear her grandkids. All right. Here's the next headline. With World War II on the horizon, liberals are starting to cozy up to their crazy gun-toting MAGA neighbors. Real or not? With World War II on the horizon, liberals starting to cozy up to their crazy gun-toting MAGA neighbors. That is from the Babylon Bee. But it's kind of true. I'll tell you guys a funny story. You know, Mormons, Latter-day Saints, great citizens, great neighbors, they've got this thing about having 6 months of, you know, food in your basement or in your pantry. And back when I was coaching one of my boys in baseball, this is 20, 25 years ago, I had a lady on the team, and she was always telling me, Mark, do you have your food store? And I'm like, I haven't got around to it. I got two freezers full of meat, but I don't have any beans or rice, you know. But also, it was funny. She was anti-gun, and she kind of wore the pants in the family. And her husband would ask me about guns all the time. But I'm like, why don't you get one? You know, go down the ranch. Oh, no, Martha won't let me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. So no guns in that family, but she's got 6 months worth of food. So we're having our end-of-year barbecue where you, after the games are over, and they all come to our house. We got a great place for entertaining. We live out on acreage, and we got a big deck. And Martha was like, Mark, you need to get – was in your pantry with your wife, and you don't have your 6 months worth of food stuff. I said, Martha, I don't need 6 months worth of food. I said, if the hits the fan, I said, either I'm going to take yours or you're going to be over here with your 6 months worth of food in my house with my guns. Because if the really hits the fan, how is she going to protect all her 6 months worth of food? If you don't have guns and ammo, you can have all the stuff saved up you want, but you won't be able to hold on to it. That was another thing I'll tell you. So back in, I don't know, what was it, April and May, June of last year, of 2020, not last year. Time flies. When you go into the supermarket and the shelves were bare, you couldn't buy toilet paper, the beef and the chicken would be gone. But they would let in seniors like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 before the doors open at 7 to shop. Well, I want to be a good citizen, but I didn't want to run out of those other things either. So I just go to the local King Supers, or I'd have to go to different ones every time. Can't go to the same one. But I'd wait by the door. And when a little old lady came out with her shopping cart with all her stuff and her toilet paper and paper towels and whatever else looked pretty good, I'd say, hey, would you like help with that to your car? And she, oh, that's so nice of you, young man. That was the fun part, just get called young man. And we'd get to her car. I'd help her load her stuff. And then I'd just take the stuff I wanted and go get in my car and drive away. Obviously, I couldn't use that trick on the same store every time, but it worked. I mean, she didn't need that much toilet paper anyway. So, all right. Does anybody want to play the headline game? Anyone? Let me ask you, Mr. Producer, do I have to unmute them or do they have to unmute themselves? Because I see an unmute button on each of them. And, okay. Brenda, are you there? Okay. Here, now you guys don't notice the headlines. Did you guys watch the hearings where, I'm sure you've seen the video, where they asked the Supreme Court nominee, what is a woman? And she's like, I don't know. I can't tell you that. Kindergarten granted PhD in biology after correctly distinguishing boy from girl. Here's the story. Multiple five-year-old witnesses confirmed that their teacher, Miss Wiffelstrom, dropped the class gerbil in shock after hearing brilliant young kindergartner Timothy correctly describe boys as having penises and girls a vagina. Something that our Supreme Court nominee apparently can't do. That's from the Babylon Bee. All right, here's one. Bill Clinton tests positive for COVID, syphilis, gonorrhea, hepatitis, HIV, herpes, and then it says to be continued, obviously, from the Bee, but I thought you'd enjoy that. If you haven't been to the Babylon Bee, the Babylon Bee has got some great content. If you want to just get a chuckle. All right, here's a more difficult one. Al, I can hear you talking. Would you like to play the headline game? Al?
No.
How about Brenda?
Mike.
Well, why? What's going on?
I have to leave, Mark. My little granddaughter is doing a presentation at the library.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I'm going to mute you. They're listening to my show while they're at the library and their granddaughter's giving a presentation. I'm flattered, frankly. All right, here's going to be a hard one. Are you a woman? 12 signs to look for. Now, this is funny when I read this. What is a woman? Nobody knows, apparently, not even Supreme Court nominees. But we've come up with a few key indicators. Run through this list and keep track of how many yeses you answer yes to, and we'll decide if you're a woman. Okay. Are you always cold? Has a human ever popped out of you? Have you ever decorated a bed with six or more pillows? Oh, boy, that's so true in our home. My wife is definitely a woman. Can you tell the difference between cream white and rustic farmhouse white? You might be a woman. This is like Jeff Foxworthy's bit. You might be a redneck. You might be a woman. Have you ever run into a curb in the last 24 hours? It says, be honest, Carol. Okay. I have to say, though, my wife's a pretty good driver. Leadfoot, though. She's gotten lots of tickets over the years. She forgets to use cruise control. My rule is, if we're out on the interstate doing Kansas, you just go 9 miles over and you ride for the rest of your life. Now, if you get back east of the Mississippi, you're a little tighter because their speed limits are lower. It's maddening. But if you're in the West, 9 miles over and you'll never get pulled over unless you're in a construction zone or you're in Denver at DIA and they got one of their traps laid out. I've driven through one of those. So I just set my speed control for 84 miles an hour, 75 mile an hour speed limit, smooth sailing. Not my wife. She's smarter than the speed control. So she likes to, and then she forgets and she's doing 90 and gets pulled over. Okay. Do you bleed? Like for extended period of time at regular intervals? Does it take you over 3 hours to decide what you want to eat? Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of the list. I think we know. This is satire, but it could be true. I want to remind you guys, back here about 3 years ago, an Arkansas diner in some little town went viral because he added a thing to his menu that said, my girlfriend's not hungry. Now, how many of you guys have gone out, you're driving around, you're doing your errands, you're taking the kids to the baseball practice or whatever you're doing on the weekend, and you decide, hey, I'm going to get some fast food. You ask your wife or girlfriend, hungry? Nope. Are you sure? Because I don't want you to, you know, eat mine. I'm just going to get enough for me. Nope, I'm not hungry. Yeah, they're hungry. They're always hungry. And then they eat half your stuff. So what he did was he added a thing to his menu that said, my girlfriend's not hungry. So you got 50% more of whatever you ordered. Brilliant. Brilliant. All right. All right. Here's one. Very difficult. NCAA swimming champ caught in possession of performance-enhancing testicles. I think that's satire, but it's true, really, isn't it? Okay, we got a caller. Oh, wow. Let's let the caller through. Johnny from Denver.
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening, so I'm finding it very fascinating what you're saying. So, you know, we're out here. We're just listening.
Okay.
So So,
do you want to play the? Would you like to play the headline game, Johnny?
Sure, why not?
Okay, there'll be many prizes awarded later on. Okay, here I go. So, as you know, the Washington football team, the NFL team, they scratched the name Redskins here about 2-3 years ago. You're aware of that?
Yes.
And they renamed the team the Commanders. The Commanders.
Hmm.
And their new mascot is called General Custer. It's a general, you know, satire or real?
I think it's satire. Too much information.
Okay. You're right. It's satire. Johnny's going to be good. I think Johnny must. He's probably got Babylon Bee open on his computer right now. He's sandbagging.
Wasn't he the one who Twitter, they got rid of their account? I didn't even know these guys.
Twitter canceled the Babylon Bee because the Babylon Bee named Rachel Levine Man of the Year. Rachel Levine is that terrifyingly ugly, horrifyingly ugly assistant secretary of HUD. That's a guy. He came from Pennsylvania. And anyway, the Babylon Bee did a story where they said Rachel Levine named Man of the Year. And the Babylon Bee didn't like that, and they banned him. Banned the Babylon. The Twitter didn't
and
like
see, him. Dave Chappelle said something similar to that, like when he was talking on his last special about like transsexuals and stuff like that. And I guess they said, well, since Dave could do it, why can't we
go there? I will tell you though, if you want to see something that's really funny, now language alert, and if talking dirty and the N-word bother you, then don't watch it. But if you could go find Dave Chappelle's bit on Jussie Smollett, or as he calls him, Juicy Smollett, it is some of the funniest stand-up comedy I've ever seen. I nearly busted a gut. Just hilarious. Okay. Find Dave Chappelle on Jussie Smollett. It's out there. All right, here, ready for your next headline. So the largest church in the country is in Houston, Texas. It's called Lakewood Church. I believe it's where Victoria and who's the guy that he's the guy that he's on the TV all the time. Prosperity Gospel. You know that guy, Johnny?
It's a lot of them, but I know.
Anyway, so the headline is Lakewood Church concession vendors set for big Sunday debut. And basically, just like at a baseball game or a basketball game, church is going to have concessionaires going up and down the aisles selling people soft drinks and coffee and you know, pretzels and I guess whatever during the services. Is that real or satire?
You know, that sounds like so much of a distraction. I'm going to say false, because when people are eating and he's trying to preach.
Johnny, let me ask you a question, Johnny. You've been to a mega church these days?
You see what people do?
I mean, it's first of all, you go to mega church for worship, it's like a laser light rock show at Red Rocks. I mean, they bring out the dry ice smoke, and they got the lasers going on the ceilings. I mean, it's literally a rock show. So I wouldn't put it past them, but it is satire. You got a good nose for this. All right, here's one. Democrats promise free gas money for everybody.
Oh, man, they're always promising stuff. I'm going to say yes, in some way or another, they're going to promise everything.
Actually,
the carrot.
It's real. It's a story from PJ Media, from Stephen Green, who lives right down here in Monument, writes for PJ Media. The headline on the real story is, breaking, Governor Gavin Newsom proposes sending $400 debit cards to California car owners in response to rising gas prices. I've even heard people in the federal government have said, why don't we give people gas money? Democrats are so stupid.
Yes. Why don't we just crack it?
The reason we have high prices now is they've been printing money like it's toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here's one. Fisher-Price.
Okay.
Fisher-Price releases first. Okay, I'm sorry. Fisher-Price releases, and then it's in quotation marks, my first peaceful protest playhouse with a house that you can actually set on fire. You got to remember, a lot of these toy companies have gone completely woke, Johnny. By the way, my dad's name was Johnny, and my son's name is Johnny.
Hey, good name, good name. I think that could be true.
We finally got him. That's a Babylon Beehive. But this just highlights how absurd reality is, because all these woke corporations, I wouldn't put it past them to do a peaceful protest playhouse. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I know this miniature, like things for fireworks. It's a barn house. You light it, and then it sets on, ablaze. And so that's why that one got me, because I know they make the little ones for fireworks.
All right. Now, here's one. Supreme Court decision. Inmate can have pastor pray and lay hands on him during the execution.
That's true. I heard about that.
That is true.
And I'm guessing
it would not be from old Sparky. Otherwise, the laying on of hands would be deadly. All right. So, the Supreme Court ruled that an inmate, if he wants to have his pastor there, can have him come in, lay hands on him, pray while he's getting his injection. There was one dissenter. Can you guess who it was, Johnny, the dissenter? Smartest guy in the court. He's the most brilliant Supreme Court justice. He's also the only black guy on the court.
Oh, Thomas?
Thomas. He doubted the inmate's sincerity because he had never been to church. All right. Here's one more. I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to leave you with something here. Out of vogue,
all right.
Kamala unhappy over seated White House greeting. Now we have a taste for why the knives may be out for Kamala Harris at the White House. According to leaked reports, the VP apparently wants VIP treatment at all times in the White House, including everyone in the room rising except for the president when she enters the room. Real or Santa?
I think that's real because she's a prima donna.
Oh, my God, isn't she? And she is so dumb. Good Lord. I think that everyone who had anything to do with her getting a law degree ought to be fired. I mean, they should not; their law licenses ought to be revoked because she's dumber than a post. Golly.
Well,
that's
what happens when you sleep to the top.
Johnny, you're on to something. Willie Brown. All right. I'm going to read something that's kind of funny here. So, as you know, lots of institutions and people are canceling anything to do with Russia, right? Because Russia's bad.
Yeah.
There and Zelensky is Churchill and Washington and Lincoln all rolled into one. He's wonderful. Even though Zelensky just banned and put in prison the leaders of 11 opposition parties. Yeah, doesn't sound like a Democrat.
Can I tell you something about that? Because yes, my wife is from there. The only reason that they went to that thing with Putin at their stadium is because the boss says, if you don't go, we will fire you. The kids have to go because they'll put down their grades. And it's the same kind of thing the Democrats are doing here. You don't take the jab, you lose your job.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. There's no question. The Russian people can't speak freely. Putin's a dictator. And there's people here that want to go back to Russia to visit relatives. They don't want to speak out against him. So they can't help it. But listen to this. The University of Florida had a study room in the library called the Karl Marx Study Room. I don't know why. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Karl Marx was an idiot. But they took Karl Marx off the study room name, renamed it something else. Can you tell me why that's idiotic, Johnny? I'll give you a hint.
I know Karl Marx is like, that's where the Marxists came from.
No, he was German. He wasn't even Russian. He never went to Russia. Karl Marx spent most of his time in libraries in Paris and London writing up idiotic theses. But the University of Florida They canceled Karl Marx because Russia. I don't know. All right. So that's about all the information I have today. Johnny, I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, man, you can call in anytime. I'm going to wrap up the show with a few other comments. And then
let us know where we can find you other than here.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll tell you what. You can reach me by email at mark@markgriffithshow.com. My markgriffithshow.com website is not updated. I left that in the dust. But mark@markgriffithshow, you can reach me there. And I'm going to be putting together a Substack where I'm going to send out maybe two or three times a week information. Some of it will be funny. Some of it will be informational. And I'm going to start doing a podcast like this. I'm talking to the people who host this one about me starting up. But everything costs money and I don't have much of it. So remember, if you have a friend that needs trees either moved on their property or they want to buy a tree and have it installed, we do that with a spade truck. We can also sell really big trees that other guys with bigger spades can move. So if you want to have a 20-foot pine tree put up to block the view of your neighbor's swimming pool or block your swimming pool, or maybe you got a neighbor who likes to pull out his binoculars and watch you and the wife get in the hot tub and you want to put a big tree between there, we can do that. Now, there's limitations because these trucks are gigantic, so you can't just go into the backyard of a suburban home. But if it's like new construction, we can do that. And I'm getting the high sign that we went through a whole hour. It's my first time to host Chuck and Julie where I didn't lose connection at 3:35. So praise the Lord, pass the hand grenades or pass the ammunition. Hopefully what I've given you today is giving you a chuckle, but also you've learned to be more suspicious. But if you want to reach out, get on my email list. I'm going to develop one soon. mark@markgriffithshow.com. That's mark@griffithshow.com. Okay, folks, have a great weekend.